Last week, the Lansing Symphony Orchestra released details about next season's concerts, as well as information about the contract with their music director, Timothy Muffett. Maestro Muffett visited WKAR yesterday and spoke with classical music host Jody Knoll.
Timothy Muffett, congratulations on completing your 10th season with the Lansing Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you. It's been a great 10 years.
Well, you apparently passed your probationary period because they extended your contract for 3 years, right?
Right. They're letting the leash out just a little bit at a time, yes.
Well, how has the Lansing Symphony Orchestra changed over these past 10 years?
Well, as an organization, I feel that we've really come into focus. In all parties involved, I feel like our mission, way of doing things, our priorities have really clarified. And that would go across the board.
Well, you have a mix of soloists for the upcoming season, some big names like pianist Jeremy Denk and guitarist Sharon Isbin, as well as some equally talented musicians with Lansing connections who we'll talk about in just a bit. It seems obvious to me that the bigger the name of the soloist, the more expensive they would be.
That's correct.
Do bigger name artists bring more people to the concerts to help offset that?
Yes. There certainly is a box office bump. It's not as quite as easily translatable as that. I feel like in some ways a rising tide lifts all the boats. In that, when the Lansing Symphony is, in our general listening area, the people who know the names in classical music, if that person sees, oh, there's Sharon Isbin with the Lansing Symphony, that might resonate a little more deeply anytime the Lansing Symphony shows up. So I do feel that, yes, there's some immediate, we would expect with these bigger name artists to see some immediate bump at the box office, but I also feel like it carries a little bit further down the road. And then it also, you know, it's in the bigger picture of things, people looking at the community of Lansing from the outside see, wow, well, they have a symphony there, and that symphony is able to present some of the greatest artists in the world. And that speaks well for our city as a place to live and to do business.
Well, let's talk about some of the specific concerts and soloists. And why don't we start with one of the big names that I just mentioned on the fall schedule. The season opener in September features guest pianist Jeremy Denk playing Ravel's Concerto in D for piano, left hand, and orchestra. I'm curious why the Ravel and why the concerto for left hand alone?
Well, this was actually a work that Mr. Denk had suggested, and it's one of the masterpieces of the 20th century. And having an artist of his stature seemed like a great way to open the season. And I immediately with that, you know, it's there are two elements at work in the Ravel. There's a little bit of a jazz inspiration, but what I wanted to pick up on was the echoes of Impressionism of Ravel, and plan a program of Ravel and his contemporaries, all of whom kind of lock into that that impression, echo of Impressionism, as I said. So we've got Manuel de Falla and Respighi, and then, of course, the grandmaster of musical Impressionism, Debussy.
For the November concert, the orchestra will be joined by a couple of hundred guest artists.
Right.
When the MSU Choral Ensembles team up with the LSO for the Beethoven Ninth. I don't think you've done the Beethoven Ninth since you've been in Lansing, have
you? No, and we're very much looking forward to it.
Yeah.
That's obviously a work that has great appeal for everyone involved. It's always an exciting undertaking.
Masterworks 3 in January of 2017 will be a homecoming for Cleveland Orchestra cellist Tanya L., an Okemos native. She last appeared with the LSO as part of a trio of soloists in the Beethoven Triple Concerto.
Right. We've asked her virtually every year since then.
And oh, really?
This is the first time that she's been able to make it work. She's very busy, as you might imagine, playing with one of the greatest orchestras on the planet, the Cleveland Orchestra. She's such a wonderful cellist and musician, and then to have the hometown connection is big as well. So this is a program. She'll play the Dvorak Concerto with us, and that is the centerpiece of the program.
Perhaps the biggest name of the season in terms of guest artists is guitarist Sharon Isbin, who will be on the February concert, and she'll play one of the most popular guitar concertos ever written. And it's one of my favorites, I have
to say. Well, you know, this kind of went back and forth on this one, and then we thought, well, let's go with the slam dunk approach. And then we planned a kind of, I'm very excited about this program, which is sort of from Spain to the Americas. So she will play a piece of Spanish music, the Rodrigo Concerto Aranjuez, which is that work you mentioned. It's easily the most popular guitar concerto.
In March, you have a Russian program which features MSU College music violin professor Dmitry Berlinsky playing the lyrical and succinct violin concerto by Alexander Glazunov.
Yes, his best work, without a doubt. The Glazunov Concerto is just such a beautifully inspired piece of music, and it's exactly what you said. I laugh when you use those words because it is not sprawling. However, it's totally satisfying. It's like eating a high protein meal where, you know, it's just completely, it's really a magnificent work. And not all of Glazunov's music falls into that category. I've been wanting to do something with Dmitry, you know, who, yes, he just happens to live here in the Lansing area, but he's also one of the greatest violinists around working today. So I've been wanting to do something with him, and I was secretly hoping it would be Glazunov. And when we had a conversation, it was literally a conversation in the hallway. We just had run into each other, and I say, I've been meaning to call you. And I said, what would you want to play? And the first thing he said was Glazunov. And so that was
really
the end of the discussion.
Wow. I bet it's not always that easy.
It's not. It's not. And of course, you know, I'd love to hear Dmitry play any number of things, but especially music from the Russian composers, and especially this work, I think I'm really excited. So we have an all-Russian program.
The final Masterworks concert of the season in May sees the third return of Lisa Pager.
Yes.
Percussionist.
Right.
And she's going to be joining the LSO for a world premiere.
Right.
How did that come about?
Well, it came about because after the first and second performances of Lisa Pager, people kept saying, when is Lisa Pager coming back again? And she is
she's an exciting performer.
She's a very exciting performer. And a percussion concerto is just such an all-encompassing event from the audience perspective.
A visual.
Right, a visual.
As well as oral.
And the you're hearing all kinds of interesting things, and the setup is always just fascinating to look at from a purely mechanical perspective. And this work, Paul Dooley, is a composer that lives here in Michigan. So we've got some more homegrown talent here.
That's great.
And Lisa actually brought the work to my attention, and I said, well, I knew Paul's music and have always thought really highly of it. I think he's a terrific composer, so we're excited about that premiere.
Under your leadership this past decade, Tim, the Lansing Symphony has seen increased attendance at its concerts and an overall strengthening of its financial outlook. Where does the organization stand currently in terms of its finances?
Healthy. I mean, running a nonprofit organization, especially one as large as this, in difficult economic times is challenging. I have a great partner in this business in Courtney Millbrook. We have an extraordinary staff that is able to make things happen that are amazing to me, both on the development side and just on the running of the organization. We're always worried, but we manage our money very well. And so I think we're healthy, we're robust, we're always working on that. That's a work in progress, maintaining the fiscal stability of a large nonprofit these days is always a work in progress.
Timothy Muffet, thanks for being with us on Current State, and thank you for all you've done for the Lansing Symphony Orchestra and the Lansing community.
Thank you, Jody. It's been my pleasure.